Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. We're bringing Sif Hei tonight, Simin Reish Aleph Sif Hei, including the Ramah, and moving on towards the end of the Simin. Sif Hei, which is the bottom line of the page Kuf Chav Dalet. Ha, the Chita v'Sa'ira Kodmin. That we learned, that Chita and Sa'ira come first. You know the Shiva Saminim include Chita and Sa'ira. And they come first. So he says, "Davkik shalosemem tavshlim." When we speak about wheat and barley, when we say that they are first, they come first. We know shivas amini come first generally. So this is only, says Shulchan Aruch, this is only if they're being cooked. That's if it's been cooked, or baked rather. Then we say, the Shivas Aminim come first. But a person just had just crunches and eats uncooked wheat, raw wheat. So then he won't come first. So the rule is, when we speak about a Shivas Aminim coming first, well, it's generally within the concept of because say in Shavuos that Shivas Aminim come first. We would only say that Shivas Aminim come first if Shivas Aminim come first, and within Shivas Aminim we know there's Chitan Sa'ira. So then we're learning that Chitan Sa'ira coming first in terms of Shivas Aminim before Shalom, before Chaviv, and that will only be true if we're talking about a cooked item that its Bach is going to be Mizonis. However, if it's uncooked and it's a raw state, the wheat don't come first. That's not really the greatest shvach. It's not its processed food. He won't come first. Continues the Ramah now with a new point. Hine hago birkas hamoitzi kudemes le birkas borim nemizoynos for kol shekein l'sha brachos. When you're about to wash and have bread, you're going to make hamotzi, that comes first. You're always going to do hamotzi first, and then afterwards you're going to have mezonos, the brach mezonos comes after that. If you're going to bench, if you're going to have bread comes first.
Would you have both? Would you say both brachos?
At times it can be, yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah Berurah explains in Zivkot and Chof Ches. Kedem is the biggest boom in the Pirish. Kugoin, such as first white line, She Shulchon, Oruch, Lefonov, that is a lay table before him, Lech, pass to eat bread. Figam Reutze, Lech, Lachmonius, and he also wants to eat some Mizoinus, some bread, some cakes kind of thing. She Bekosan, it's Borchis, Borim, in a Mizoinus. Even if he's eating them in the middle of the meal, such as Shibdilas and Rako, if it's more like an appetizer, not a main dish, but a side dish, sweet kind of addition to the meal. Mitzvah, it's still a mitzvah. She told Yodov, he should still wash his hands. We have hamotzi, and he should do hamotzi tchila before the ala pass on the bread. The birkas hamotzi chashuva because birkas hamotzi always comes first. And afterwards, he's going to make a bracha. Borim in a mezonis alachmoni. He's going to make a mezonis afterwards. So the rule is again, as we spoke, maga eish mezonis agofen. Eitz, Adoma, Shehakol, and before all of them comes the Hamotzi, of which is before the Magoesh. Some say Mem Magoesh to represent the Hamotzi at the beginning, Motzi Mezonis.
I thought you never say Mezonis once you
walk. So he gives an example that at times it can happen.
So you mean
something
sweet?
Something yeah, if it's a kind of, think of a dessert. Think of a kind of dessert that you're not eating at all to satisfy, to fill you. It's a complete sweet. Yeah, maybe. Yeah. For kind, yeah.
So you're saying that if you washed,
and you haven't yet benched, you have to say separate brachot if you have a dessert.
So the Emma says, I'm not going to answer that question because it will be discussed in Reish Yud Beis, So it will be discussed there. That at times the will still make brach, although you have washed. There are times that you're going to still make a mezonis. There are instances. Yeah. But without leaving that, without going into that particular shaila of pattering desserts, without going to the actual concept of if you, I'm saying even if it's not mezonis, if it could be any other bracha, you should know that if you're going to wash, the concept that we're taking out from here is that if you're going to wash, you should make a motzi and then first. So if, for instance, you're going to have a fruit before the beginning of the meal, so you should, okay, that's not a good example either, actually. Okay, conceptually, the concept is if you're going to wash and have other brachas, you should wash first. Okay, we're going to see soon, there's going to be an interesting shaila, which is a bit of an example, but an exception at the same time. Okay, let's leave this out. Continues with the Rama. V'kol ha da amrino, sorry, I'm starting the Rama again. Birkas ha-moitzi, kodemes le birkas borim in emzoinois, kol shken le sha-brochis. V'af alpin, although, sha-dov ha-sheni choshov, although the other item is more choshov, or ichovi volov, or he prefers the other item, nevertheless, you're going to wash to ha-moitzi before anything else. Skip the brackets, which v'chein v'chol and anything. The hot amrinon, the echot koydim lechaveiroi. That we say that one comes before the other. Hainu shiroit zelechon mishneim. That's if he wants to eat both of them now. Lochein, therefore, yesh lehakdim. He must first eat hachavi when he prefers a choshev or the most choshev. But he mayn't roit zelechon mishneim if he doesn't want to eat both of them now. He's only going to make the bracha on what he's going to eat now. Although the other one is lying before him as well. So this is the concept that we mentioned earlier. Rabbi Isai, Chazal Shulchan Aruch will never tell you what to eat. If you are going to eat both items now, that's when Shulchan Aruch is telling us what you have to eat first. But if you're not about to eat something now, you only want to eat that later, so you don't have to. Chazal is not going to tell you to eat something now, which is against the order that you're not ready to eat yet, so you don't have to eat yet. So an example would be, what I saw the Poskim discuss, is if you have, say you did not wash for the meal. Rabbi Yisrael, you did not wash for the meal. Can you think of a scenario? You have a main course, which is Shakol, and you have a dessert, which is... Pardon? Which is Mizoinus? Yeah, Mizoinus, that's right, very good, Mizoinus. Who is going to be Oetz? So normally the rule is, what bracha comes first? Mizoinus comes first, or Oetz comes before the Ashakon. So what if, well, can you give me a main course you're having schnitzel for? What, another main course, please? Fish and chips for main course. Okay, good one. Fish and chips for main course. Right. But you know that dessert is going to be... Mizoinus, you have some delicious mizoinus which is ready for you as a dessert. It's on the table already. Do you have to say now, oh, I've got a mizoinus here, I've got a eitz here, and I've got a shakol? The regular order of brachas would tell me that I would have to eat first mizoinus. So therefore, I'm going to start with the dessert, which really that's what everybody wants anyway. But so now I've got a justification. Yeah. So do I have to first go for the cake? And then go for the, and then only finally go for the, and after they have the fish and chips, or not, and if not, why not? So here the Shulchan Aruch is telling us, Mamash that Yesoid. The answer is no. You can push off the cake, you can leave the cake out for the moment. In fact, because you're not ready to eat it yet. Since you're not ready to eat it yet, it's not the course that you're ready to eat yet. Therefore, you can give it away, and the Siddur Kanimah doesn't apply. So that's what he says over here. Him einu roitz lechol mishneim einu mevorech rak al zeh mashu roitz lechol. Half of pisha hasheni munach lefonov, even if it's lying before him. Vechol zeh and all that. תצורך להקדם, תתה, we said this, said the kedima, היינו דווקא לכתחילה, צורך לכתחילה, אבל אם עובר בערך על השני, if you took the wrong one, you picked the one that should have been the second, or even the third of the order, אם הבוחר שוב אז יועצה, ואין צורך להחסר לבורך על זה, שלהקדם בדיעבד, יסתיל יועצה, ובלבד שידע איתו גם על הולובי וקוסר, בדיעבד יועצה, even if you picked the wrong בוחר. בדיעבד יועצה. Now, this is an interesting משתבור over here, that mentions the following שאלה. What happens, what happens if you have two items which are the same bracha, and one of them is chavi, one of them is not? Can you give a scenario? Can you help me out? So you're going to have
fish and chips, and maybe.
I want the same bracha, same bracha, same bracha, same bracha, all the same bracha.
No, the chips and a carrot.
Okay, good. Chips and carrot, very good. Chips and carrot. I'm going to have chips and carrot. Okay. Now the carrot, and I actually like carrot more. But it hasn't been brought to the table yet. So according to the Seder Kadima Baruch, what do I have to have first? Two. That's right, because I like it more. Chaviv comes first. So now, the Shail is as follows. The Chaviv is not before me yet. Because I prefer the carrots. But they're not been brought to the table yet. I'm about to make a Adama, and I know there's going to be carrots coming any minute, and they're my chaviv. Do I need to wait for the chaviv to be brought in order that I make the bracha on the chaviv, or not? Not. Why?
Because the seder isn't, it's not causative. It's just once something happens.
Very good. It's very nicely explained. And indeed, that is what the Mishnah Berurah paskens in slightly different words. Tziv katan lamet aleph. Im einu roitze, afilu roitze lechol mishneihem, even if he wants to eat from both of them, ach, shelo yeviu ladayin achoviv lefonov, but he hasn't been brought before him yet, ein tzorich lehamtin, he does not need to wait. He does need to wait. You don't have to wait? Yeah, he doesn't have to wait, and he can just he can just go for the order that is in front of him now.
And he has in mind that will cover the carrots when they arrive, so he doesn't have to say another bracha when the carrots arrive.
He should have it in mind, and then he won't have to, that's right. Yeah, right. Now, Rabbi Isai, I skipped an important topic because I want to leave the controversial stuff for. Once you've covered the sieve. And that is, we discussed now that the first, if you've got an option of various brachas, and because then Shabbos, what comes first? Hamotzi comes first. Rabbi Isai, what is the general universal minhag on Shabbos morning? Gofen, Gofen, we need two because of Kiddush. After, and then what happens then? People have mezuzahs. You know very well that in a minute, you're going to be washing and making a motzi. Why is this the right thing to do? You're going to make mezuzahs, you're going to make mezuzahs, and then afterwards you're going to make a motzi, which is exactly the opposite order of what you're meant to do. Pardon? Okay, yeah. Because you don't have a moitzi present. So, good. So you're saying that if you are out, if you're going to a kiddush, there's no problem anyway because you're not about to do a moitzi. If you're at home, and a lot of people still will have. Even if it's a hefsek, I'm asking why is it the right thing to do? You wouldn't do that? People go straight for a moitzi? Go from that motzi, is that what everybody does? Yeah. Everybody does? Okay, but if people will have a shtickle mezonis first. Yeah. Nobody does that? Okay. So people always have first, go straight for that motzi. Okay, it is interesting that the poskim do justify this minhag. Yeah. And they mention, I mean, Reb Shlomo Zalman is busy with it, and other poskim as well. I'm pleased to hear that it's not common at all anymore.
It could happen if you invite someone to the kiddush,
And then a minute later, they're going out, and then you're ready. Yeah, that would be nice. Yeah, so Gideon says it could very well be that you invited somebody for Kiddush, they came over for Kiddush, and then you made them mezoinas, and then they've left, and so then you're ready to rush. Yeah, so you made the mezoinas, and you made...
That wouldn't be the same situation, because then you're not ready for the...
Yeah, very good. So you're saying, Mamash Tesvoh, that I actually wanted to go to, that's Mamash Tesvoh, that Lemaisa, Lemaisa, whatever the exact circumstances may be, but the Yesoid that the Achronim write to the end, they expanded it, it's very much that Yesoid again, that we just mentioned earlier, and really we saw in the Bialoch as well, in terms of the Lechaim as well, that it's always about what is a person up to doing now. If a person is having Kiddush, is having some cakes, that means that he wants some sweet stuff now. And he's not really interested in washing yet. He's not ready to wash. So since he's not ready to rush yet, there's an obligation for him to go for the Amotzi. It's not two options. Which one do you take first? It's not, at the moment now, he's not ready to wash. Now he wants some sweet cakes, he wants sweet stuff. And therefore you can ignore the fact that he's going to wash, even in 5 minutes. You can ignore it because he's not ready for it. And therefore, it doesn't go into the shail of Kadim and Brochas, which is very interesting, really interesting. But as Mamash the Yesod also of we discuss yesterday Bialocha. What I do want to mention is something which I didn't actually see explicit in the poskim, but I'm asking as a question. We saw in the Bialocha that he brings, do you remember yesterday's Bialocha? Yeah? Here's Bialocha. So what did Bialocha end off with? He brings the Shlach Kodesh, and then he says what? Bialocha finishes off. He says, Chatchili shouldn't do it. Chatchili shouldn't do it. If you know, by the whiskey, you can have a whiskey and 2 minutes later, and a minute later, you can have a mezonis. Lechatchila, don't rely on that. Yes, it's true. You are first going to have the whiskey, and then after, you're going to have. He said, of course, really. But he said, at the end of the day, if you know you're going to have both, better lechatchila to avoid that svora, and it's better to first have the mezonis and afterwards the shakol. He doesn't scream and shout on it, but it just makes a point. Lechatchila should try to avoid that svora. Hence, one may argue, and I didn't actually see it in the postgame, and I just wonder, one may argue that if one comes to such a Mishnah Berurah says generally, if you're in a Kiddush case, for instance, your Kiddush case, a very nice kid, well, not sure. I just wonder, would the Bialocha still say Lechatchila, you should not rely on that svara, you should rather still, he may not be possible if you have guests, you can't be so rude, but, you know, you're giving a message, you know, get out of here, kind of thing. But if it's not, if there's no, rude element in it, whatever the circumstance may be. I'm just giving you a story rather than an example. So if it's still lechatchila not to rely on that svar of Seder, and lechatchila, if you're good, you know you're going to eat all of it, you should go to the Seder Kadim and Brochas. Yeah.
Well, the third point wouldn't come into play in this case, because once you've washed, you're not going to have Kiddush, you're going to have your meal.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So it's only.
So it's not a Seder Kadim, it's that is an alternative.
You're either
going to
have your Kiddush or you're not. So are we saying, just doing the first question I was going to ask, when it comes to the Seder HaKadima, is the halakha that if like Ipkas, you don't have any preference otherwise, that's when it comes into play. But the moment you actually would prefer to do something else, then it's taken the Seder.
Why would you prefer something else? Why is it that you prefer it? Is it because you prefer to start with the other one? That itself is not sufficient reason. Because Shivas Aminim does come before Sholem, which comes before Chaviv. So even if I actually would prefer to first have my apple before I have my pomegranate, I prefer. But no, it's overridden. Chaviv is overridden by Shivas Aminim. It's only if I'm not at all interested in having pomegranate now. Pomegranate I have as an after. So this is my, and the apple is my first course, in principle. Then I would say that's Svora. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Sivov. Sivov says the following. Hoyle von of Tafshil Mekemach Kusmin Vishiboyle Shual. A person is in front of him a dish of spelt rye oats. A dish, tavshil, mekamach, which is made out of spelt rye oats. Shipo v'gefen, and it's made out of gefen, v'tein of rimon. They're all shivas aminim, basically. So he had a dish which was made out of shivas aminim. Given the mevoich ala tavshil, since its bracha is, it's a dish. flour there, you make bracha, you make mezonos. Because of kudemes, the bracha comes first. Afal gav da'anach memin shiva, and although the other item is shivas aminim. So again, harifon of tavshil mekemach kuzmi shiboy l'shual v'shipoin v'gefen v'te'in v'rimoin. So you have on the one hand, you have a dish which is made out of shivas aminim, and the other one is made out of shivas aminim, yeah. Yeah. Chamesh midogon. Correct. It is dish, yeah.
It's cooked.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've got a cooked item which is made out of chamesh midogon. And you've got the shivas aminim over there. What comes first? So it may be obvious, but it may not. It says, "Afal gav da'anach min shiva." Although this is shivas aminim, v'yulav min shiva. That's not shivas aminim. Mikol mokim kiven the shiva. But since it's molchosh, it comes first. Da'avdi minayu pas. Because the grains you make, the wheat you make bread out of this, and the molchosh v'chale amotzi. Because the mazon you could potentially make amotzi because the mazon on it. Kodem as it comes first. Afal gav da'avdi no pas. No bread has been made out of this. So the case is you have got shivas aminim on the one hand. Yeah, I don't know if it's probably.
But it's got pieces of
on the one and chamesh minidogon on the other hand. So no, it's two different dishes. One is fruit and one is mezoinus. So what you do say is that the dish of the mezoinus comes first. Although it's not made out of shivas aminim, it will come first because mezoinus comes before her eats. Don't tell me that shivas aminim comes first because over here you've got again the words of Shulchan Aruch. The chamesh minit dogon. Yeah, and they will not be overridden by the fact that the shivas aminim, by the fact that the shivas aminim. So he says, They are choshuv because it's mezoinus. Choshuv comes before. The avdi minu pas, you can make bread out of this. Out of wheat you can make bread. Umevorech oleo amoitzi because the mazon kedemes, it comes first. Afal gav d'lo avdi minu pas. Yeah. Out of the tevshel mekemach kusmin v'shiboy l'shual v'shipoin v'gef v'tein v'rimoin. You're right. It does sound like this over here. Now that you're saying it, you're right. I just thought, so what is this? So what is this? What comes? What's the shaila?
If you don't do tevshel, then you don't have any question of
kedima.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's why I'd learned initially, but you. I mean, the yesod that comes out is that mezonos comes before mezonos comes before shivas aminim, even if it is, and you override shivas aminim. Yeah, I hear. Heard the fun of tafshil mekemach kusmin v'shiboylis shu'al v'shipun. Yeah, I really think that is pshat. Yeah. Okay. Right. The Mishnah Berurah over here makes a little summary. In Sivkotten Lamed, he makes a summary of the siman. We've discussed it many times over, so I don't feel like going through it. About the order of the bracha that Amotzi comes in for Mezonos, Hagofen, Bepuraitz, Hadoma. We've spoken it extensively, so we'll not go through it inside. He does mention one little point at the end, which is not mentioned earlier, I don't believe. He speaks about the mamash, the last line. I don't think he mentions earlier. The very last line, he says, Birkas achil v'shtia, afilu birkas shakol kudemes lebirkas areach. He says that he makes a few points. So birkas achil v'shtia, Afila Birkas Shakur Kudemis Birkas Areach. So the point that he makes is that the main point that he makes over here is, if you're going to make a bracha on the smelling, which we haven't discussed yet, these brachas will be discussed in the later siman, we're not that far anymore. Later is going to be all the brachas on the smelling. So if you're going to make a bracha on smelling and you're making a bracha on eating and drinking, the bracha on eating comes before the bracha on smelling. He meant that what's in the mention over here. Before that, he mentions another point that the minhag Ashkenaz is to, we spoke about what is considered chaviv. How do you define chaviv? Something that you like now or something that you like generally? And he says that the psak of the Ashkenazim is that we go according to chaviv is defined. Do you sometimes have different moods for different things? Or are you consistent? Fairly consistent. Right, but there are people who are sometimes changing their minds about things. So what do you go then? If you want to have a craving for something that you normally don't like, would that be considered chaviv or not? Normally, Binyamin, can you give me an example of something that you don't normally like?
Spinach.
Okay, spinach, okay. But, no, it seems to be okay with spinach. So, if you don't normally like something, okay, if somebody generally doesn't like spinach, but today, punkt fancies, will that be considered chaviv or not? Nafka mina will be, I say the kadim in brachas. Is it chaviv or not? And the Mishmura Paskins, we saw this in Shulchanot between the Rosh and the Rambam, the Mishmura Paskins aloch lemaise, that we Paskin that it's the one that you normally like, that is considered chaviv. So if normally you don't like spinach, but today you do, thanks for the example, then you will not consider it chaviv. The Sfaradim probably will, but Ashkenazim don't consider chaviv unless you consistently always like it, such as so then it's going to be consistent. Yeah, okay. So that's going to be consistently, that's going to be chaviv. If you once off like something, just to once you have a mood for something, that would not be considered chaviv. Right, and having said this, we are ready for Simon Reish Yudbeis, we should be starting tomorrow, Mitzah Hashem. Yeah. No, it doesn't mean that. I suppose if you change once and that becomes your consistent liking, and then it's...
Or what was going to be machzik in a new
faith?
Three times and then you're allowed to have that verse.
I suppose once you start liking it more than disliking it.